Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today in Tel Aviv is sunny and warm, perfect for a leisurely stroll along the beach. Meanwhile, Jerusalem enjoys clear skies with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, expect mild temperatures with the sun peeking through the clouds. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel has killed a senior Hamas commander in Gaza. This comes from Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, a Lebanese official tells the Times of Israel that IDF strikes are hindering Hezbollah disarmament. This was reported earlier today. Also this hour, the American Emirati AI project shifts direction, prompted by Iranian threats. This is according to Israel Hayom from earlier today. Separately, the U.S. imposes new sanctions on Hezbollah and Iranian proxy networks. I-24 News covered this in earlier reporting. And finally, a documentary alleging IDF misconduct in Gaza received a standing ovation in Venice. Forward reported this from earlier today. From X, the latest. Middle East 24 shared a poignant moment from September 11, 2001, reminding us of the day that changed history. This was posted just minutes ago. Daniel Seidemann, an expert on Israeli settlements, highlighted the impact of E1 settlement contracts on UK actions. In a post from earlier today, Ambassador Mike Huckabee posted earlier today, criticizing perceptions of Israel's policies and urging Europe to take note. Let's go deeper, starting with the strike in Gaza. Mohammed Yazouri, the Hamas commander, was reportedly targeted in Al-Mawasi. This follows several previous attempts on his life. According to Ynet, his death marks a significant blow to Hamas efforts in the region. This could shift the power dynamics within Gaza. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, a Lebanese official expressed concerns to the Times of Israel. They said that IDF strikes are causing widespread destruction. This complicates efforts to disarm Hezbollah. The official worries that continued conflict may undermine peace initiatives. Meanwhile, the American Emirati AI project is facing changes. Iran's missile and drone threats have prompted a strategic shift. Israel Hayom reports that this could affect international collaborations and tech advancements. The realignment might delay project milestones. Separately, new U.S. sanctions target Hezbollah and its allies. These measures aim to curtail Iranian influence in the region. According to I-24 News, the sanctions follow incidents in the Strait of Hormuz. This move may increase tensions in maritime trade routes. And finally, a controversial documentary premiered in Venice. It claims the IDF engaged in indiscriminate killings in Gaza. Forward writes that it features testimonies from former Israeli soldiers. The film's reception highlights ongoing debates over military accountability. On the economic front, first, Rosh Hashanah's timing could disrupt the food supply chain. Israel Hayom Business reports that the holidays might lead to temporary shortages. Consumers should plan ahead for the holiday season. Separately, Arkia Airlines will start flights to Manila in January. Kitek reports that this new route begins in 2027. It offers more travel options for Israelis heading to Southeast Asia. And finally, analysts see potential in JFrog despite its recent stock decline. Globes highlighted that the company maintains strong recommendations. Investors remain optimistic about its future performance. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 10 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.